In these final hours before Election Day, the state of New Hampshire, with its four electoral votes, is a high priority for both presidential campaigns. Hillary Clinton stopped by Manchester last night. President Obama visits Durham, New Hampshire today. Donald Trump and his running mate, Mike Pence, will host a primetime rally tonight in Manchester. With us again today to review the campaign in its final hours is Boston Globe political reporter James Pendle. Good morning, James. You're joining us via Skype again, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start by asking about a new poll. A new WMUR UNH survey out this morning shows Clinton with an 11-point lead, 49-38% over Donald Trump. A WBUR poll last week gave Trump a 1-point edge. Where do you think this race is right now in the final day?
I think this race is very, very tight, but you have to give the edge to Hillary Clinton. You note the poll, the most recent poll that came out. It's the only poll that came out over the weekend in terms of polling over the weekend. But even Democrats can see that they do not have an 11-point lead. Their popular lead, they think, when they're really confident, is about half that, so maybe 5 or 6 points. Republicans, by the way, would disagree, and they say they're up a point or two. The reality is that the UNH poll in the last month or so has been sort of an outlier. So the idea that she's up by 11 is explained by the fact that the UNH Survey Center believes more Democrats will turn out than Republicans. That's just not something that even the campaigns are seeing right now.
Regardless of whether the polls are accurate or not, both of these campaigns believe that New Hampshire's four electoral votes are very important.
Oh, that's right. I mean, campaigns have two finite resources, money and time. Time of the schedule for the candidate. And both of them are pouring tons of money into winning New Hampshire. And obviously, they're spending a lot of time here. Donald Trump was in the state on Friday, comes back tonight. You mentioned, Hillary Clinton was here yesterday. President Obama is here today. A lot of this also has to do with the fact that the way we vote in America has changed. Massachusetts has seen this. We now have early voting, 38 states have it. So while they may have spent a lot more time in states like Florida and North Carolina and Nevada and Iowa, places that have battleground states that have early voting, or Ohio, New Hampshire does not have early voting, nor does Pennsylvania. So you're seeing them spend a lot of time in the closing days, particularly the last day, in Pennsylvania and in New Hampshire. It's important to note that New Hampshire is expected to see record turnout tomorrow. And about one-tenth of those people will be people who will come to the polls and register to vote for the first time. So this is why there's so much emphasis on New Hampshire to try to convince people at the last minute.
So what's President Obama's goal this afternoon? What's the campaign strategy there? He visits Durham, New Hampshire, home to the University of New Hampshire.
That's exactly right, and that's all the ballgame. I mean, they're trying to do is put together the Obama winning coalition from the last two presidential cycles. And a lot of that was young people and millennials. And while Hillary Clinton does have a huge support in terms of polling among this age group, the question is whether or not they will get out to vote. So if you can, there's no other place in the state of New Hampshire where their millennials are so clustered together that you can reach an audience so quickly and to make a big pitch. So he's going to be there. It's notable that Hillary Clinton came with Bernie Sanders just a few weeks ago. This could be a big focus for the Clinton campaign, is to drive up millennial turnout in a place like Durham.
And Donald Trump tonight, as he wraps up his campaign in Manchester.
If Donald Trump is going to become president, he's going to need to have a big surge tomorrow, a big surge of people who are just excited to show up, who go out on their own. He does not have the turnout operation that the Democrats do or that Hillary Clinton does. He needs people to be enthused on their own, to go out, register to vote if they need to, stand in line for a long time if they need to. And if he can do that by having a huge last election night rally in the largest arena in the state of New Hampshire, then he's going to do that.
James Pendle covers politics for the Boston Globe and has joined us on Morning Edition many mornings this campaign. James, thank you again.
I've had so much fun. Thank you.